Hello and welcome to Think Rant. Today is the 31st of May, 2012. I always have trouble with the date. People that listen quite often will hear. There'll always be a pause somewhere in there as I try and work out five. Is that May or is that June? I can't remember. Welcome to Think Rant. I'm your host, John Stabler, and joining me as usual, the comedy legend that is Stephen Brett.
Do you have to think about my name as well?
My brain's just completely shot today.
Good. Evening.
Yeah, thank you very much. Please be kind to me this evening. And also joining us again this week, because Trevor is still at the North Pole doing important research, drilling for oil.
A cure to diabetes?
Yeah, clubbing seals and finding a cure for diabetes. Joining us instead, we have Carwin Davis again. Hello.
Good evening, good evening.
So it's going to be... All right, I'll do the announcements. That'll get us through another couple of minutes.
What's the matter with you?
Until I get my shit together. I was all organised earlier.
Have a sip of your wine. Go on.
Okay, oh, well, that's it. Not enough alcohol. That's
what are you drinking tonight then, John?
This is a Shiraz from some other country. It's not from Wales.
It's a Chilean,
from Marx a Spesa. I don't know if that's like Spanish or something like that. I don't know.
Actually, no, it's Australian. It's a southeastern Australian.
Oh, there you go.
G'day, mate, then.
To be honest,
Bonza.
This bottle of wine was purchased purely on the price of the bottle, to be honest.
It is currently retailing at £15 a bottle. That's John's got expensive taste.
No, don't say that. The missus will kill me if she thinks I'm spending £15 on a bottle of wine. Anyway, usual announcements. You can tweet us at ThinkRant if you want, or you can email us info@thinkrant.co.uk. Check out the blog, thinkrant.blogspot.com. Have I missed anything else, Steve?
No, I think you've covered it all off, John.
Oh, and you can download episodes on iTunes. Just search for Think Rant on iTunes.
Did you mention the Facebook page at all?
We do have a Facebook page, if you can be bothered to find it. So go there, check it out. We've got people on the Facebook page. They just chill out, you know.
Find our back catalogue on there, you know.
Yeah. And every so often we go and post interesting things. Mm. Well, Steve posts really highbrow stuff, so highbrow that some people just don't bother reading it, I think. I do, but, you know.
Thanks, John. Cheers.
Yeah.
I have to admit as well, I don't.
That's all right.
Strange you're not surprised, Carl, because I'm surprised you can read.
And I just wanted to just continue from last week's podcast. I was talking about my complaint to the ASA about the International Association of Infant Massagers. The UK website had some dodgy claims on there. And just to let people know that I've had confirmation today that they are formally investigating them.
So are they going to be found out to be baby beaters or something like that?
I don't want to be libeling anybody, to be honest. But all I wanted to say was, you know, the ASA, to be fair to them, you know, they've been investigating a lot of alternative medicine and stuff like that, so they're pretty good with checking out evidence for stuff, so hopefully they'll come to the same conclusion as me and then tell them to sort their lives out.
Which incidentally, if I gather correctly from your post, John, is not that you're against baby massage, which can be
not
quite
at all.
Nice for the baby,
yeah,
but more about the claims that
been a bit too far and they exaggerated a bit more on, and you know, I'm surprised a lot of people haven't been having a go at me a bit more, going, oh, it's only a baby massage, you know. And I suppose I've never heard of anybody massaging their baby instead of seeking medical attention.
No.
But I want to keep it that way.
But ultimately, the principle is still the same as our good friend Baczynski.
Yeah. So there you go. Talking of Baczynski, good segue, Steve.
Thanks.
In July... The normal Skeptics in the Pub is not going to be normal. It's actually going to be on Tuesday the 10th in Cardiff.
Right.
And
in the Promised Land?
In the Promised Land as usual. And it's to coincide with the Cardiff Science Festival. This is the first year of it, been organised by Rhys Phillips.
Okay.
Off of Radio Cardiff. But also, our speaker is going to be young Rhys Morgan again. He's going to be talking about his brush with Baczynski.
Fantastic.
So that'll be fun. Obviously, I wonder if his presentation is going to include a big photo of an aerial shot of his house. we'll see.
Who's Baczynski's or Reese's?
Reese's.
No, yeah. Reese getting his own back, is what I was thinking.
Yeah. So I think that's all the announcements, really.
Okay.
We're going to do the feature early, but I think, first of all, Stephen, you've got some big news for us this week. Apparently you've been reading the Daily Mail. And what happened again?
I've been reading the Daily Mail, and they were... I find this difficult to say, John, to be honest with you.
Just say it, Steve. Just say it.
There were two stories that I actually agreed with in the Daily Mail. I want to stab my eyes out. I mean, you know, this can't be right. I think we don't have a transit of Jupiter. I think it's more an aligning of the stars that's going to see bring about the apocalypse, to be honest with you.
Why don't you just let yourself be baby massaged?
Well, yeah, possibly. Possibly.
So you're gonna share these stories with us then?
Yes.
Leave it as
No. I will share it with you now.
Do you see where I'm sitting, Steve? It's on the edge of my seat.
Well, don't get too excited because they're not.
You've built it up so
amazing
much.
Amazing stories.
Well, you've built
just,
it up.
It's just the fact that I agree with them, to be honest with you. And the first one is that you have a commentator, David Burrows. MP, I'm not sure which party he's from, but being in the Daily Mail, I'm going to imagine he's Conservative, but I really don't know.
I would have thought so, yeah.
But Diamond Jubilee celebrations must finally bring freedom and justice for Gary McKinnon.
Oh.
And there's a possibility that, with it being the Queen's Jubilee, and Jubilee being a time of pardoning historically, that he may very well not be extradited. But it will be a decision for Her Majesty to make, obviously with advice from the Home Secretary.
Sorry, Steve, can you remind me who that guy is?
Gary McKinnon is a guy who suffers from Asperger's syndrome.
The hacker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Americans want to extradite him.
Yeah, I know who he is now.
Yeah, but obviously because of his mental health, there's a real risk that he'll be on suicide watch if he goes to America. And obviously it's just highlighting some of the problems we have, I think, with our extradition treaty with the USA, where it seems that, you know, they just say we want and we give, basically.
And however, when certain other people, there's a problem extraditing them.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I mean, you could say that we're the givers and they're the takers, but I actually think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
So, they are, sorry, that was my pun.
Yeah, no, I agree with your pun as well, to be honest with you. So that was the first one. The second
Hang on
then.
A second, you agree with the fact that the Queen is able
I agree with the fact that there should be some justice for him, but basically the gist of the article is saying that it's ridiculous that he should be extradited, which I agree with. I don't think he should be extradited.
No, he should be serving his sentence, yeah.
Okay, he's committed a crime, he should serve his sentence, yeah, but he's already been locked up for 10 years now, I think it is anyway. So, you know, has he not done enough time already?
Well, that's it, and, you know, we get other people doing much more serious crimes than actually serving less time.
Yeah, so I think, you know, yeah, he should be released.
Yeah.
Or, at the very least, held in this country where he's close to his family.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, second then, I thought you were enjoying the fact that the Queen is able to just say, you know what, I'm
off with his head.
Off, you know, yeah, no, I'll say, spare him. That's my best Queen.
that's not Freddie Mercury, mate.
No.
Yeah.
No, more like Lily Savage.
Okay, so story number two.
Story number two. You may disagree with me on this, people, but...
Well, we're entitled to that.
Well, absolutely. But it's just that this week we've seen a lot in the news, haven't we, about how now it's not correct and we should stop calling people obese and fat. Well, you know, frankly, I am a fatty.
What's a political correct one? Chunky fuckers or...?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I am a fatty. I will admit it. Here and now, I'm fat.
Built for comfort, not speed?
No, just fat.
Okay, yeah,
and,
fair enough.
You know, I just...
Rotund,
yeah. Mm. I don't see that, you know, the medical profession should have to stop using a medical term, obese, for describing fat people.
Mm. Well, yeah, you know I'm going to agree with you, because I'm hating anybody that tries to fuck with the English language and make it obtuse in any way. So I'm all for, if someone's fat, then what you need to be able to label what is that, you know, condition,
exactly,
or whatever you want to refer to it. And so this is just people worrying about offending other people as usual. So.
Exactly, and for once I'm, you know, totally on the side of just being ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
So we all agree this should be called fat.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem somebody saying, you know, you're fat, in depending on the circumstances, obviously. But, you know...
Surely you prefer the word cuddly, though.
Well, yeah.
Big bones.
But if I went to the doctor and the doctor said, look, you know, you're fat, I wouldn't have a problem with that. If I went to the doctor and said, you're obese, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Mm. If I went and he kind of fudged some sort of, you know, well, you're not...
Sorry, if he went in there, stuck his finger up your ass and then said, yep, you're fat. I'd be like, what kind of a doctor are you?
But, you know, you're not thin, are you? You know,
See, that's going back to 1984, the old not thin rather than fat.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for goodness sake, don't be ridiculous, basically. So, yeah, that was two things in the Daily Mail today that I actually agreed with. And I'm...
And you searched you searched hard, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you took 2 days off work to look for that.
Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And, you know, your gym work even suffered for your art.
Indeed it did.
Okay. Well, before we carry on...
That's because I'm fat.
Before we carry on, we're going to get the feature out of the way because I can't contain myself. Because, seriously,
is it the best one ever, John?
This is definitely...
Is it the best one since last week?
No, this is just the best ever. This beats all Spot the Fakes we've ever done. Even the squeaky wheelchair rapist.
What about the girl... hair drying her hair in the bath in Newport.
Yeah, well, she deserved it, but she wasn't real. So, okay, here we go. European news. The Guernsey Tourist Board this week has distanced itself from one of the most glowing holiday destination reviews it's ever had. Share the Love, a bi-monthly swinging and wife-swapping magazine, voted the island the best destination in Europe for saucy liaisons, going so far as to give it the maximum 5 out of 5 score, putting it level with Las Vegas and Cancun. The local government has refused to comment in what some conservative residents see as an implicit endorsement of sex tourism, which some campaign groups have said is on the rise. The local tourist board issued a statement that, while not denouncing the award, made it clear they were promoting a more wholesome holiday destination.
So, family fun all round.
Family fun.
Story number two, US news. A brand of liquor called Five Wives Vodka was declared to be in bad taste for offending Mormons and will not be stocked or special ordered at stores operated by the state of Idaho, regulators said. It is made by Ogden-owned distillery in Utah, where the Mormon church is based. Its label carries the name and an image of five women and an apparent reference to polygamy, a practice abandoned by the church more than a century ago. Ogden's distillery is still trying to make the most of the rejection with a media campaign and sale of Free the Five Wives t-shirts. It says the snub is unfair because a Utah beer named Polygamy Porter is available in Idaho. Anderson's the distillery owner, said Idaho doesn't decide which beers can be sold in grocery and convenience stores, so it's unfair. So, and story number three, the final story, more US news. Mud pit jumping and toilet seat throwing to be a feature of the upcoming annual Redneck Olympics. Just weeks before the London 2012 Olympics kickoff, Americans have been taking part in a rather different competition, the 16th annual Redneck Olympics. The event, which takes place in East Dublin, Georgia, kicked off with traditional lighting of a torch made from beer cans and carried on with some unusual events. Those taking part had the chance to bob for pigs trotters, throw themselves into mud pits and take part in toilet seat tossing. Okay, there's the three. Right.
You go first, Steve.
So what, it's with Guernsey, Redneck,
the Swingers Paradise.
Yeah.
Is that a bit like Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah. And you got Five Wives. Five Wives Liquor.
Vodka, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And
Liquor with the Five Wives.
Yeah, and obviously the Mud Jumping Olympics. So, Stephen.
Okay.
Look at that look of concentration on your face.
Yes.
And there's a look of smugness on my face.
Oh, do you know one, do you?
I know, yeah.
Ooh, someone's been
doing... Smug mode, as they say in Red Dwarf. Yeah.
Okay. Right then, let me think about this. I can see the Redneck Olympics taking place. Like, I can see that. I can visualize it.
To be fair to rednecks, they are quite key. They actually do identify, you know, with the stereotype, don't they? They don't seem to be embarrassed by the.
They also identify with athletes as well. whose bodies are temples.
Do they?
No.
Oh, okay. I was getting slightly confused there.
No, no, sorry. I can see that. And
so you're going for plausible on that one?
Yeah. And the Guernsey one. The Swingers Paradise. Sex tourism, no. I don't know. You know, Channel Islands better out of the way, do you know what I mean? So I'm going to go for the fake, being the beer. Or the vodka.
The vodka, the five-word vodka. Okay.
Okay.
You're locked. He's locked in. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I've actually read reports about 10 years ago on the Redneck Olympics.
Okay.
So I know they are genuine. And I remember seeing this fat, mulleted, dungareed...
Not thin. Mulleted.
Not thin, inbred, sister-kissing... thing,
kind
sort
of redundant doing description there.
Doing a belly flop into a mud path. So I've seen
you
that.
Sure, you and just I've seen what they're doing on the weekend.
As it is, Llanarran on a Saturday night, isn't it? I've seen the toilet seat throwing competition as well.
Oh, right, okay.
What's the other one? And before the podcast started, I was actually reading that article on the Five Wives Vodka.
Oh!
So I'm going to go for that Guernsey one.
I'm afraid you're right. Well, then he's done his research.
Oh. Back of the net.
If only I switched my computer on.
If only I did some work before the podcast. There you go. It pays off. Mm. So I did. I thought the Five Wives one was pretty good.
That was good, yeah.
I knew I'd fool somebody with that. But no, I actually did think I, you know, need to insult an island somewhere. And I picked Guernsey this week. So, hello to the people of Guernsey who don't actually have a sex tourism problem. Although some of them may wish that they did.
Although you do now.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't like strangers coming into their thing.
Yeah.
Well, shall I do one?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll give you a choice, guys. Okay, so I'm going to give one word for each one that you can choose, right? So coffee, stutter, or chocolate.
You choose, Steve.
The coffee.
You're going to go for coffee, yeah? Okay. This is a headline on the Toryograph.
Okay.
Man robs newsagent while holding a cup of coffee.
Right. Was that his weapon?
Right. I'll read the article now. The masked raider walked into a shop holding a mug of black coffee in his right hand. There's actually a CCTV picture of him. Then told sales assistant to empty the stock of cigarettes into a bin bag. He also sold cash during a raid at the Oasis news store. Yeah, I wonder where they got the influence for the name of that news agent in Manchester from. Before walking out, the man disguised himself in a bandana and hooded jacket, but his accomplice didn't cover his face despite security cameras recording the 10:45 a.m. holdup. Nice. Yesterday, Greater Manchester Police issued CCTV of the men during the raid and said both robbers were clearly nonchalant. Shop assistant Mubin Najib said despite the casual nature of the men, he had felt threatened. I noticed this guy carrying a cup of coffee, but I was more worried about the way he was acting.
Well, not be funny, it could cause serious burns.
Well, that's it, yeah.
It depends how far they've walked, though, isn't it? Because let's face it, if you've walked with a mug of coffee for 10 minutes, it's not going to be that hot anymore, is it?
Yeah, well, that's
it. Point. Unless they had one of those coffee machines at the back of the store and they'd got it from there.
Or you wouldn't have a mug then, though, would you?
It looks a bit of a mug, but unless it was one of them travel mugs, you know, the stainless steel ones.
But it's not.
It was a bit fags in a bin bag, and this is the line that actually gets me. Now, one of them, as I said, hid his face with a bandana. He was carrying the threatening cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And the other one didn't. He made no attempt to conceal his face. And then the police say, someone will almost certainly know who they are. Well, if he hasn't got a disguise on, of course someone will know.
And also, I hate that phrase, because obviously the people that did it know who they are. Yeah. So someone will certainly.
Absolutely know who they are. Yeah.
Unless, of course, they died in the meantime between when it happened and the police statement. But, you know, that's just been pedantic.
Isn't it just?
Sorry.
And that's in Manchester. Not Newport.
It's not Clarkville.
You're telling me it was a slow news week in Manchester.
Manchester, it must have been. Wow. Well, but, you know, brandishing a menacing cup of coffee. Or, as they say, no attempt to conceal his face, and the other is casually carrying a hot drink. And I've just seen something here that's reminded me. We haven't met for a while, but Rebecca Brooks.
Yes, yes, yeah. Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob, yeah. Do you see when she went for the, what do you call it? The when they went to court. Well,
or when she got arrested.
When she got arrested, yeah, and she went to court.
Yeah.
And I see, I noted how she was dressed.
No.
Well, she was dressed wearing was black and sexy? White. There's something about it, but it's just the way she was dressed and the way her husband said, oh, she's subject to a witch hunt. I'm not being funny, but the way you dress, love.
Was she wearing a pointy hat?
Well, if you think about it, do you remember the title sequence to Bewitched?
Yeah.
She had the red hair, didn't she, and the hat and everything.
Yeah, and it's just the costume she's wearing as well.
Yeah.
And plus the green makeup and the fake nose and a wart on it.
That wasn't a fake nose.
You know. No, that's it, you know. And it sort of reminds me of the Monty Python one, you know. She's a witch! Burn her!
Burn the witch, yeah.
Is anybody here, you know, I mean, actually, does anybody find her attractive at all?
There is something about her.
There's something. I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. Yeah, there is something. Is it because she's a powerful woman or something? I don't know. It's definitely not, because she's ginger. So, it's
I think
that.
You're both sick.
Oh. Sorry, John, you're saying ginger.
I'm allowed.
What's the problem?
I'm allowed to. I was going to say,
hello, Mr. Pot. Have you met Mr. Kettle?
Ginge.
Yeah, I'm allowed to use the G word.
I've got another story here, John. Which, very quickly, I'm just surprised you didn't pick up on this.
Well, I may
spot the fake, to be honest with you, because it's ludicrous.
Okay.
And it's quite amusing as well at the same time.
Bring it on.
Family of man who died in threesome awarded $3 million because doctors didn't warn him against extreme physical activity.
Okay, I can kind of understand where they're coming from.
So basically, this family received $3 million because a doctor didn't tell him not to have a threesome, basically, which I just found quite amusing.
Well, you know, I feel his pain, you know. No, I don't. But, okay. Is that it?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that in. I'm just surprised
really lighthearted this week.
I'm just surprised you didn't have it in the spot.
I was very limited for time. I had to go for the gems. You know, I couldn't play around too much.
Sorry, can I give one?
Carry on.
I found another one.
I was going to do a serious story for a second then.
Well, can I do this one quickly?
Go on, yeah.
I started and all that. So
you're the guest, so, you know.
Yeah, this one caught my eye as well. And remember I said about a genius?
Before we
kicked off the podcast, yeah, I said about a genius, but I don't know what to say. But the title of the article is called Homeowner Sick of Cold Calls Changes the Name to Tim Priced. And he just goes on to say, you're so fed up with cold callers, so he's actually put his name down as Tim, and it's pronounced pear rice. I like it. I did it to put them off. All these people are cold calling me, trying to sell me things I don't want. I must be on some kind of list. God knows how, I'm ex-directory. And he goes on to say, anyway, my theory is when these salesmen see my name on the list of names to call, they'll think twice, because they won't be able to pronounce it.
I don't see how pear is hard to pronounce.
No,
but I think he could have worked a lot harder on that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put a bit more effort in. I like the thought behind it, but that's
you could just change your name to just Satan, you know, and just people would think twice before phoning you. Especially if your number ended in 666 or something like that. That'd be awesome. I got a serious story now. This is off of America. Those crazy Americans again in Arizona. Our Lady of Sorrows baseball team forfeits the state title rather than play against a team with a girl.
Righty-ho. So,
a baseball team that worked all season to reach the state championship game forfeited because there was a girl at second base on the opposing team.
Sorry, I just posed some joke then about getting to second base.
Yeah, you well, you know.
It'd be like warm apple pie or something. something like that, you know?
That's third base, isn't it?
Third base, but I was just, you know, I was expecting some kind of reference to come in there.
I can't believe we're talking about what a base is what. I never thought this moment would come. Basically, you know, this poor young girl had already sat out two games during the season because of...
Of menstrual or something like that? Oof. Menstruation?
We're going to get complaints.
Sorry, I'm only joking. Yeah, that was in poor taste. But
all three women that listen are going to be complaining about that now. hang on, let me just get to the... Okay, so the...
She couldn't throw, couldn't catch. Sorry.
Oh... Basically, the other school said, because it requires competing against a team featuring a girl, Our Lady of Sorrows decided that playing the game would violate the school's mission to teach boys and girls separately, as the school made clear in their statement. The separation of the sexes is a key tenet of the Society of St. Pius X, a separatist branch of the Catholic Church. I love that term, a separatist branch.
No, they're the guys. Oh, yeah. We spoke about them the other week. Yeah,
hardcore.
You know the score.
Yeah, they're proper hardcore. Apparently, you know, the Pope is not conservative enough for them.
No.
So there you go. So they've lost. Obviously, she was upset and the team was upset because they didn't. You don't want to win by default, do you? You do want to. You want.
Oh yeah, you want to win.
You know,
yeah,
if you're into sport, you want to win fair and square.
Absolutely. So. Let's face it. If you're on that team, you'd want to go up to that team and go, "You were beaten by a girl." Losers.
But I also think, obviously, you know, that school, you know, this season and maybe the next season it might be a problem, the season after it might not be. But eventually, more girls are going to be playing baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, let's be honest, John, there's no room in society anywhere for segregation.
No.
Of sexes.
Of sexes.
No.
No.
Just as there isn't for segregation based on the colour of your hair or colour of your skin.
Oh, hang on, you're going a bit too far now.
Yeah, maybe we should.
No, but like, I mean, you think about it. What happened to, I don't know if it was called it Major League Baseball back then, but what happened to the national sport of America, baseball, during the Second World War?
Yeah, picked up by women.
Played by women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Played by Madonna and Gina Davis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I believe they were induced to the, what do you call it,
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, yeah. So, yeah. What's the problem?
No, I think it's ridiculous. And to say, oh, we've got an ethic of not teaching children. Well, you're not teaching children on the opposition side, are you? So, what's your problem?
Yeah, that's it.
You lunatics.
And, you know, really, you should be thinking, well, girls should be playing against us.
And, you know,
we should be beating them to show them.
Whether you like it or not, girls were taught with the disciples as well, according to the Bible.
Were they?
Well, yeah, there were women present, you know. At various different times where Jesus was teaching.
Yeah, but if they were doing the dishes, they might not have heard him.
That's it, you know.
Fair point. Like that, yeah. But having said that, Mary wasn't, was she? Mary and Martha.
Oh, she was washing feet.
Well, yeah, but she was washing Jesus' feet because she was listening. Because Martha got a bit peed off, didn't she? Because, you know, Mary wasn't out there doing the dishes. She was too busy listening to Jesus. So, you know.
Well, we all know women shouldn't be washing men's feet. It's disgusting.
Your feet might be. Mine quite nice.
And I'm just going to segue into another, and this is an even more depressing story. I'm just going to get them out of the way so we can go back to levity after. But this is the story that a Sudanese woman is sentenced to stone to death over adultery claims. Now, this is nothing we haven't heard before. However, I just wanted to use this for logic fail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, a young mother found guilty of adultery in Sudan has been sentenced to death by stoning. Obviously, human rights campaigners are protesting, Amnesty International's involved. She's 20, well, they're not sure of her age. You know, they think she's 20, some think that she's actually under 18. She's in prison with a 4-month-year-old baby. She has other kids there with family. But, get this. Apparently, she confessed after being beaten by her brother.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Just beat a confession out of someone. So, works every time.
So she's now faces the death penalty by stoning, which is, you know, that really quick, painless way of killing people.
Yeah.
And but let's get this. The guy that they arrested with her, obviously the person that you suspect.
He's not been arrested.
No. He was arrested. But...
Given a reward.
Yeah, well, she didn't have a lawyer and she didn't speak the language.
Right, okay.
So she didn't really have much of a chance. However, the guy said, I didn't do it, so they let him go. So now, where's the logic fail there?
Right, exactly.
apparently she committed adultery with a guy
who didn't do it.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking about family values here as well. I'm beating the shit out of my sister and then grassing her up.
Well, there you go. I mean,
brilliant.
This is, you know, this is the Cameron's Britain that we've got to look forward to.
Yeah. It's shocking again, isn't it? Nothing you can really say about it, is it? You
know? Well, I mean, we've done stoning stories before. I don't think we've got anything to say more about that. But
are there any women here present? Mm-hmm. Or
yes. Yeah. I just want to. I think we covered this story off a couple of years ago, but back last year, sometime actually. So I just wanted just to quickly give it a quick revisit. I'm fairly certain we covered it anyway. And I just want to sort of bring it back to your attention. Parents who named their children Adolf Hitler and Aryan Nation will not get them back.
The Americans, yeah, they were taken off them, weren't they?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler Campbell, 6, and his younger sisters, Jocelyn Aryan Nation, 5, and Honslin Hinler were taken into custody in January 2009. Where they have remained. The parents
did they get a free name change as well?
Well, I'd hope so.
Mussolini now.
Yeah. Parents have now separated, and obviously some sort of custody battle going to have them on. But the Supreme Court in New Jersey has refused to let them have the kids back. What do we think about it, really? I mean, is it... Should those names not...
Well, hang on a second. Sorry, right, but I think naming your kid Mohammed is equally as stupid. So what? So are we going to go and take all the kids off them?
Sorry, why do you think naming a child Mohammed is stupid then?
Well, because of the way it's done, considering that they all call their kids Mohammed, so everyone's like, hi, I'm Mohammed. Oh, I'm Mohammed too. Oh, what? No way!
Yeah, but you realise there are different spellings of that
name. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm being facetious. Yeah, who is to judge a name? So
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
right, well, I know in Italy that the name Lolita has been banned.
Right, see?
Okay.
Which is
in
stupid.
France, the use of it's been thrown kicked to touch now, unfortunately. But in France, they used to have a list of names. This is what you call your name. Your name, your child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Renault is quite a popular name in France.
Yeah.
And a lot of families tried to take the government to court to get them to change the law because they wanted to name their child Megan.
Instead of McGann.
Well, no, Megan. No, Megan in French would be Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were going to name the child Megan Renault, and the court said, well, no, that's a bit stupid. You're naming a child after a car. After a car. And they go, no. Traditional names and all that.
Yeah.
So that's gone out. So now you're seeing kids called Kevin and all this and that named France. You know, I'm saying Kevin, but like that's just the top of my head because like that was not a traditional French name.
Cavan.
You know, Kelvin is, of course, but Cavan. Kevin, no. But as a teacher, I think it's a matter of time until I teach a child called Hollister or Superdry. It's just going to be a matter of time.
I would say this, okay, right? Considering that there's people calling their kids things like Rain,
Princess Tiami,
right, and stuff like that, how is that any less ridiculous than Trixabelle. Adolf Hitler?
Well, and that's, I guess that's kind of my point, really.
Well, you know, okay,
but hang on. The family may have reprehensible politics. They may... You know, be without wanting to cast too much of aspersions, but they may be trailer trash as the thing goes. But surely,
is that? But the thing is,
that's not a good enough reason.
No,
it's not to allow them to call the child that name.
It's all to do with the facts. Now, I don't know. I haven't read this story. I remember it vaguely that someone called their kids this. But is there any other reason why the children have been removed?
I would imagine they possibly been removed because. Well, I'm making a judgment purely looking at the father, but they probably wouldn't fit to look after him, to be honest with you.
Well, okay, well then that's a reason to take the kids off him. But you know what? If it was simply because of the names, then that's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there was a case. Well, this big thing. Not so long ago. I'm just looking for it now in New Zealand, where someone wanted to name the child. Bus shelter number 5 or something like that. And yeah. There was a couple of different ones. So the courts have said no to it, saying, hang on a second, perhaps understand why officials in New Zealand might think that naming a newborn baby Lucifer is not giving it a fair start in life.
There's a couple in New Zealand where they had some really dodgy names.
A different 49 sets of parents from calling their child Justice, a non-common name in parts of Africa. A non-common name in parts of Africa. Justice was the name most often refused by New Zealand Red Stars in the 10 years to last June. The country's abominable blimer. Next on the list came Princess with 24 thwarted attempts, King and Prince. And there was some... six parents chose J, the letter J. Mini Royals, that was one name.
Yeah, you know... Look,
an asterisk symbol.
I think... The thing is, right, okay, I think... what has to be questioned, I think there was the case in New Jack, I can't remember what the kids were called now, and the court intervened and made them change their name because of fear the kids would get bullied when they grew up. And that's obviously an issue, and that's something to be concerned about. But I mean, you know,
it was like Himmler's granddaughter.
Yeah, it was,
she actually had herself sterilized so that she would not give birth.
Yeah, and
she could have just gone on the pill.
Yeah. Sorry, going back to this one in New Zealand. Three parents chose Messiah. Six lots of Roman numeral fans tried I, or III, as in 1, 2, and 3, while one each adopted for an asterisk symbol for the name of a child and a full stop and a forward slash symbol, and one baby girl avoided being landed with Queen Victoria. Some even luckier escapes in store for youngsters, otherwise facing a life explaining that their names are really... names really are Mafia, No Fear, V8, Anal, or 89.
But, you know, where would Jordan be if she was in New Zealand? She, you know, because she called her kid Princess, didn't she? Princess Tiami, the kid's name is. The stupid names, but, you know, well, like I said,
well,
you know,
in my opinion, stupid woman, but a lot of people say, oh, she's really clever, she's written a book. No.
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't written a book. Just like David Beckham's written a book, is it? What else? Oh, yeah, she's a really successful businesswoman. Well, no, she got really good advisors.
Yeah. But there we go, anyway. I just thought I'd bring that back, because I just remember we spoke about it before.
You were saying about those people. Do you remember Louis Theroux's Weird Weekends?
Which one?
The Weird Weekends, when he... He was with the Nazis.
The
young twin girls who were singers and who were like rock stars in the racist community. Remember, really?
No,
about 8 years, 9 years old.
I remember the program, I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, it turns out that they got fed up with all that, left, and had just sleeping around with black men. So.
Yes.
Right, well, I'm going to bring up a topic that was mentioned earlier, which is the news that today the government confirmed a U-turn on charity tax.
Yes.
So, now, we've talked about U-turns on the podcast several times.
We have.
And we've said, basically, there's no problem with a U-turn if, you know, if it's the right thing to do.
Correct.
However, after so many U-turns, it makes you wonder how competent they were in the first place.
Exactly.
You know, I don't mind someone changing their mind, but if they're always changing it...
Well, it just shows they're making bad policy in the first place, doesn't it? That's the real issue, is, as we've said before, and I'll stand by it again, if the government is making a bad decision, I would much rather them say, we're making a bad decision, hold a hand up and do a U-turn, than to press on with something that is completely wrong. However, this government seems to be doing it with increasing regularity, which just suggests to me they're making bad policy in the first place.
Yeah.
And, you know, instead of making bad policy in the first place and then having to do a U-turn, it would be better if they didn't make that policy at all.
And this is fresh out of George Osborne's department again. This is where the mistakes...
Well, it's back from the budget again, isn't it? It's with the pasty tax U-turn as well. That was straight from the budget.
And now charity taxes. So, and the one thing that I wish that they'd put the hand up and say we got it wrong...
Is the NHS.
Is the NHS, but maybe that's going to come next week.
Well, that's because they're burying their heads in the sand, isn't it? That's basically, they're putting their fingers in their ears, close their eyes, going, la 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 la, I can't hear you. Because all they want to do is to try and make money out of the NHS for their privatised healthcare chums.
You mean Richard Branson?
Richard Branson being one of them, but he slagged them off this week, didn't he? Saying they're making balls up. I can't remember exactly what he said. He wasn't happy with the government this week. But, no, in terms of the U-turns, they've really got to work out, you know, their policy. And it just seems to me, again, that they're actually trying to make policy based on public popularity. Mm. And because these things aren't popular with the public, the NHS aside, they're doing U-turns on them. That just seems to be the way it's going with the government. What I don't understand, though, is with the whole passy tax thing, is... Do you understand what the rules are now when the tax is going
to
apply?
It's well, gone back to what it was before, yeah. Which is if you nuke it, you've got to pay VAT on it.
Because I couldn't quite get it. Wasn't it a case of... Because I never realised this was the case anyway, but and even now, if this has how it was, it's still ridiculous. If you pull a pasty straight out of the oven and serve it to somebody, you don't have to pay the tax on it. Yeah, the extra VAT or whatever it is, you don't have to pay it. If you take it out of the oven and put it in the hot food counter and leave it there, like, you know, as Greg's do when you come along, then you have to pay VAT on it.
Yeah.
If you take it out of the counter and leave it go cold in the counter, you don't have to pay tax on it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, they had someone from the government on Five Live yesterday to try and explain it. And the only thing he kept saying was, like, well, it's easy to understand, and he couldn't explain it. So it's really easy to understand, and they're asking questions. Well, what about this? And like, well, it's easy to understand. So I don't think they understand exactly what it's supposed to be.
No, it's ridiculous. And if you have it heated and then you have it put in a box, you've got to pay tax.
That's it. And I think it's
insulated. It,
and hot. There's also another thing where they're not sure if there's a microwave. If you've baked it and it's left to be cold, and you serve it to someone, and there's a microwave for them to use to warm it up. And I'm not sure if there's tax on it or not.
Well, no. I think that one is clear because it happened a couple of years ago that garages were starting to put microwaves in.
Yes. Yeah.
And the idea was that what you needed to do was go and pay for it before you microwaved it. If you microwaved it first, then you were using a service, which is therefore VAT-able. If you're just buying the pasty, it's food and there's no VAT on food. I thought that was straightforward. Mm. Bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, and all they did was went and stuck a piece of paper on the microwave saying, pay for your food before microwave, and which people did. Problem solved.
Mm.
But, you know, this is the problem is, you know, you make laws and, you know, you get some strange quirks like that. But the pasty tax was just another way for a government to try and grab money at the end of the day.
Yeah, of course.
Very
it was.
Cynical. And obviously the pasty lovers weren't happy about it. They kicked up a fuss.
So these non-thin people?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
the non-thin lobby. yeah. But again, it's just ridiculous. The government, you know, who's advising them basically to say, yeah, this is a great policy. It's a great policy. Oh no, the public don't like it. Quick, change your mind.
Yeah, well, they're thinking, I know, I've got an idea. Pasties.
Yeah.
Like where they get the ideas, and then you know, and then David Cameron said, "Oh, I had a pasty last year." So, yeah. Oh, that's right then. You know, you really understand the people.
He is so street. He's down with the kids.
Yeah. You know, he's on par with William Hague going to Notting Hill Carnival with a baseball cap on and a suit just to show that he's down with the kids.
Yeah, rad.
I wanted to talk about this BBC article. Be careful of the spoonerism, okay? Hunt in the clear, says Cameron. no, that was it. He's not going to face a ministerial code inquiry because...
How can he possibly not?
Dave's his chum. So it's not going to get referred. I'm surprised that the Labour Party can't refer it or whatever, but apparently not. So they're all very chummy over there.
It's ridiculous. You know, how... He's admitted to sending the guy bloody...
Emails from a personal email account.
Saying, yeah, great, go for it.
Well, he's sending him texts, wasn't he?
Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
So, I just wanted to mention that because I like the headline. I thought it was very good at the BBC. I like it when they sneak in a little one like that.
Mm. And, of course, our favourite peer this week as well has been in trouble.
Oh, which one now?
Baroness Varzi.
Oh, yes. The witch... She was paying.
Well, she's done a lot of dodgy things, including staying in a Tory party, rent free in the home of a Tory party donor, and claiming up to £2,000 for it.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah, and I think she's had some sort of income from something which she didn't declare as well.
Mm. She's apologised and said it was an oversight, so there's no problem. However, if somebody claims benefits and then says, oh, it's an oversight, they go to prison. Strange, that, isn't it?
Exactly.
We're all in this together.
That's right.
Yeah, so hopefully, Baroness Vasey, although based on what you've just said, nothing will probably happen to her, because obviously
she's important.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if it was an MP, at least we could vote to get them out.
Well, that's it, yeah. We can't do anything about her.
So, there you go.
So, I've just noticed on the BBC, they've taken a leaf out of the Wales on Sundays book or paper, shall we say. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, go on.
Okay, in pictures, the secret links between Star Wars and Wales. Now do you understand what I mean about Wales on Sunday?
Yeah.
Everyone is Welsh, somehow.
So I do know a link between Star Wars and...
Wales?
And Wales, yeah.
Yeah, go on in.
The laser blasts
were
made, or apparently, so I've heard, were made by bashing the cables on the Severn Bridge.
Well, that was the sound of it, yeah.
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 Yeah, that was it. That's
well,
that's
I don't know if it was the Severn Bridge, but I remember watching a documentary and it was just the pylons in America they were showing,
well,
but
they
it
said
could
it was
be.
The Severn Bridge.
Yeah. There's another one here. Han Solo's spaceship, the Millennium Falcon, was hired by Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi, as we all know, in Episode 4. And the follow-up, 1980's Empire Strikes Back, the only full-scale model was built in Pembroke Dock. So there you go.
I find the Welsh
Pembroke Dock is a little bit like Mos Eisley, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is.
Wretched hive of
scalability.
I just got images of Taff Wars in my head.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You've seen that in those videos, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
Down there is Aranda Valley.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's well rough.
It is full of Reuters. You got to watch yourself. In it.
But yeah. I've never understood this Welsh... I think Welsh nationalism is like... It's like more extreme than any other that I've ever seen. You know, they do want to claim everybody. They're almost like the Mormons because...
Apart from marrying more than one.
Well, no, but I had the Mormon story as part of the Spot the Fake. In February of this year, they baptised Anne Frank.
Yes, yeah, they do this all the time, don't they? Yeah.
They like to baptise, you know,
posthumously,
to welcome to the clan, you know. But with us, it's like, you know, as soon as you find out that Russell Crowe's got a wife, got a grandmum who came from the Rhondda, that's it. He's an honorary Welshman.
Well, it's not even that according to the Wales on Sunday. It's like, you know, Elvis Presley. His surname sounds a bit like Preseli, so he's obviously from Wales.
It's very, very, very tenuous.
And like, was it Bob Marley? Well, his father's Welsh.
Is he?
Because like some people have been, Welsh people were in the Merchant Navy and around the Caribbean at the time when he was born. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Kylie's Welsh, though.
My steer girl. And you know what they say about my steer girls?
No.
No, me.
I'm just wondering how many parts of Wales we can offend in one evening. I mean, it's all right just keeping it all focused on Newport. We can just do without them. But if you offend the whole of Wales,
give
then...
me a tick shit.
Well, you see, you know, obviously refers to Pembroke Dock as more precisely. Newport is more like Jabba's Palace.
So,
including the Rancor, I've seen them out on a Saturday night.
Yeah, and you know the Gamorrean guards. You know,
exactly. They quite often come to Cardiff as well in their little mini skirts.
Okay, right. Well, I'm all out of stories, so Carwin, carry on.
I don't know if I've got anything at the moment, but
Steve,
let's have a quick look.
Save us from an early finish.
Oh, here's one. What about this this fire death up in Derby?
Yeah,
how sad was that?
Can't
really. Sad. Yeah, I'm going to hold my hand up, and I'm not ignorant of the story.
What, you did it? Sorry, carry on.
I'm not ignorant of the story. But I don't actually know the details of it, so I can't really comment on it, other than the fact that I know that obviously the parents did like a tearful broadcast and then have now been charged with a murder.
That's it, yeah. The six parents.
Six parents? Yeah. Back to the Mormons again.
Back to the Mormons, yeah. Yeah. Obviously on the vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parents, they had six children. Now, I'm quite confused about these. I got a feeling that the...
You've seen them before, haven't you?
Yeah.
They've been on telly.
I'm sure they have. And
twice.
He's got more than six kids. He was married.
He's got 14. 14. Between three wives or something.
Yeah, well, one wife. I remember when he was on TV
before. Between three women, sorry.
Yeah, he had one wife who lived in the house with him, and then he had a mistress who lived in the caravan on the front of the house.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, it was like six kids with one woman, and then another couple with that other woman, and so forth.
So who came along to stay with them? Which famous politician?
Oh, now you're asking.
It was Dancing on Ice star.
Never watched it.
Tory. I can't think of her name now.
Oh,
George, you mean Strictly?
Sorry, Strictly.
Oh. The lady herself who's not thin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. I can see
Anne Widdecombe.
Anne Widdecombe, yes. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Anne Widdecombe went and lived with them for a week. She threw up everywhere and then left. Also, they've been on Jeremy Kyle, I believe. They've, you know, so...
So I've got the right people then. I was right.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Now, I've heard other people talk about it, and they said that it could be a ploy, because I remember them going on about they needed a bigger house.
Sure.
And they would refuse and refuse, and this is the one that set fire to it. We can get a new house.
And but also kind of removing the reason why they needed a bigger house.
Mm. Well.
Yeah, why did they set fire? If they wanted a bigger house, why did they set fire to it with the kids in the house?
Yeah, that's it. Maybe to make it... Well, I'm not saying they've done it, but this is what people have, some people are saying.
Yes, because of course now... And we must be aware that now they've been charged and going to court, we cannot speculate over it, because otherwise you'd be accused of contempt of court.
Well, that's correct.
Therefore, we must wait until a jury gives their verdict.
Yeah. But we are allowed to...
No, you're not allowed to speculate wildly.
Yeah, we can.
Well, no, because a juror might actually listen to this podcast. To us,
yeah. That's what I was going to say. Who listens to this?
Hey, I tell you what. When we fail to deliver a podcast, I'm the one who gets emails from people saying, hey, guys, what's wrong? Where's another? Yeah, seriously. They never
not since you've been on, though, Carl.
No.
That's why I'm surprised, yeah.
They never tweet us to complain, but they like to send emails and leave blog posts.
And carry on doing that to John, that's fine. I'm quite happy for you to do that.
You can actually email Steve directly at Stephen. Is it Steve or Steve at thinkgrand.co.uk?
You set it up, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it redirects to your mail. So yeah. You can actually, yeah. We have to set Carwin up, one up.
I'll look forward to it. I'll look forward to emails. Going on to a different story.
Just slightly, or are we actually going on to a different story?
Yeah, we're completely going on to a different story. It's not slightly, it's completely a different story. Just only because it's got a WTF factor.
Oh, I love
about
WTF.
It.
Go on.
We've all heard of it probably, but this guy in America who was shot whilst he was eating the face off a tramp.
right. Actually, I've heard about this, and I haven't had a chance to research it. I want to know.
You don't hear about it, have you?
Yeah, it sounds like the zombie apocalypse is here now.
Basically, brilliant. No, this guy...
Go on, give us the facts now, Steve.
It's on the Daily Mail, so you know, it's not exactly fact, is it, let's be honest.
The fail.
Yeah, no, basically what happened, the police shot dead a man who was naked.
Okay.
Pinned down, it's the middle of the afternoon, by the side of a highway, has pinned down a guy, homeless man, and is eating his face off.
Now, the homeless guy is alive still, yeah.
And is still alive now.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So they weren't kissing.
And he said 73% of his face eaten away.
Shit.
The nose is gone, lips have gone. It's basically eaten from the top of his head down to his goatee.
Okay.
And, yeah, a member of the public saw it, called the police. Police came, told the guy to get off him. Apparently, the naked guy just turned around, growled, and carried on chowing down.
Well, he had his mouth full. That's why he couldn't say anything.
Well, yeah. But then the police shot him.
Okay. Was it silver bullets?
No. It was just a standard 9mm Parabellum rounds, I believe.
Why didn't they taser him?
Because that's non-lethal force. It's America, come on.
And also, you'd have electrocuted the poor homeless guy who's already had his face eaten off.
So yeah,
they pepper shot spray him.
They shot him, shot him dead. I don't think...
What's wrong with
the
bad
ones? When you've got someone berserking like that...
What's wrong with the bad ones?
Just, you know, getting close to him is going to be helpful to anyone, to be honest with you.
Well, but, no, you do a Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins.
You know.
Go in, swing your bat. Yeah, but they all died, Cal. That's the point. They all died.
In a blaze of glory. That's all that counts.
But basically, they think this guy had been taking this new drug called bath salts, which apparently...
Bath salts? Bath salts. Been around for years.
Yeah, they've had it causes the couple of cases where people just gone mad, stripped naked, and just started running around. But and that's what they think has happened with this guy, though.
Not very funny, but you know, the stripping naked and running around thing. I've seen people do that off alcohol. You know, there's nothing. You know.
Yeah. Streak the quad.
Eating faces is a new one on me.
Eating
though.
Faces is a new one. Yeah. So obviously, this the homeless guy is critically ill in hospital still. Obviously, because in America, he's probably not receiving the best possible treatment he could receive because he's obviously not paying for it.
He can't face the public.
I think we've reached a new low. Congratulations.
Glad I could help, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone seems to be quite shocked by it. And, you know, the American media have gone so far now as to release pictures of the homeless guy minus face, basically.
Oh, what?
Which Daily Mail have tastefully reproduced on their website by pixelating out the face.
Oh, lovely. So it's just this big red splurge.
So
it's
just a big red splurge in the middle of the page. But, you know, this is a truly horrific case, really, isn't it? You know, it just has the WTF factor about it.
Wow, that's
wow. It's insane, isn't it? Completely, utterly insane. Yeah, so there we go.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, has anyone got anything else to bring to the table?
No, I don't think so. I think we should finish on a high there.
Can I give one which I know John's going to love?
Hang on a second. Back to your story there. Was he in Miami, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been named Rudy Eugene.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the guy who did it. Yeah, I'd say just terrible, but... here we go, John. You're going
to
love this.
Hang on. I'd just like to point out that I did see a good friend of mine on Facebook, David Nutt. You may have heard of him.
Yes, yeah. Advisor to the government on drugs.
He was.
Former.
Until they sacked him because they didn't like his answers. That's often the case. He's actually written a little article on bath salt. And I wondered why I heard it today. It was because of that, obviously.
What else is bath salt known as, then?
I have no idea until today. Is it literally one of these new synthetic drugs? We'll find out and then we'll do it next week. So continue with the
not
story.
The drug, obviously. We'll just tell you about it.
Yeah, sure.
Because none of us want to run around. None of us want to run. Well, none of you want to see me running around naked anyway. Let's put it that way. So
let alone my face off.
Exactly. Yeah, John, you're going to love this. Mother of two, 36, receives police warning for Facebook joke about squirting Olympic flame with water pistol.
Nice.
Yes, this young lady, 36, this lady has joked that she would block the torch after learning the people from 60 miles away had been chosen to carry the torch through the town. It's a disgrace, obviously. But yeah, apparently she posted that she was going to try and squirt it out with a water pistol. Yeah, and then she got basically, she wasn't arrested, she'd just been given a warning for threatening to do it, for putting it on Facebook. So there we go. Yet again, the old
not being silly,
freedom
but
of speech reared its ugly head. Twitter joke trial.
She should have written super soaker, not a water pistol. Water pistol don't carry that much water.
Well, let's be honest. I'm sure the Olympic flame is able to cope with a little bit of
a bit of
water
with a drizzle, shall we say?
Exactly. Given the fact that Britain rains nearly constantly,
yeah,
apart from the last week, obviously, but it's come back with a force today. So, I just thought, you know, in light of the Twitter joke trial, that John would appreciate that one.
Oh, well, thank you very much, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. Thanks very much for joining me once again.
Well, thank you.
And I'm just going to say, go and see Trev. That'll be my little promo thing. That's all done and dusted. Yeah.
10 o'clock, 4th of June.
£5 on
chapter.
The door.
Yeah.
With every nice beer.
Are we going to be here next week? Because I got people moaning how lax we've been lately. But I've had a life. You know, so
really,
are you available, guys, next week?
Yeah,
it's half term.
Oh,
get in my way of.
He's got to
writing reports.
He's got to stay at home with a shotgun out on the balcony, ready for those kids coming.
Yeah, I should be okay.
Yeah, I reckon you shave all your hair off, and they can call you Mr. Strickland. That'd be awesome. Slackers!
Do you hand out tardies?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining me, guys. I will catch you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.